You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Incredible. Incredible. You know, you're always, concerned is probably the wrong word, but you're always wondering, what are people going to think? We liked it. Obviously, the league liked it and made a lot of changes to kind of get it exactly where we thought it would be and tried to roll it out the right way to everybody. But yeah, the reception has been really good. I think people are obviously excited to see that uniform in action and, you know, to get the merchandise when it comes out too. Just a cool look. I think it really represents Buffalo in a lot of ways, you know, from the helmet to the logo on the shoulder, the Bills Mafia on the inside collar. A lot of the high points that people love to see in new uniforms, I think we hit on.
That is Bills and... Sorry, folks. That is Bills and Sabres COO Pete Guelli. He joined Jeremy and Joe this morning to talk all things Bills and Sabres, mainly off the field and off the ice. A little bit on, though. Talking about the game this weekend, obviously, and... You know, being a massive game in front of a national television audience, but 37 days, that struck me. Pete Guelli said 37 days till the puck drops down at KeyBank Center for the Sabres opener against the Rangers. They have preseason games later this month, the Sabres. Bills have a regular season game coming up this week. This is the time, right? September, October is when everything starts getting kicked off. NBA then, October preseason, November start, right? But anyway, Pete Guelli was on with Jeremy and Joe, and right there you heard him talking about the reception and the response to the Nike Rivalry Series uniforms. I think the reception response has been tremendous. I agree. There, of course, is always going to be people who say they don't like it for whatever reason. That's just natural in life. But I think overwhelmingly, the response has been really good. And I like them a lot. I've said they remind me a little bit of the UB white uniforms, which they wore actually last week against Minnesota. I like those UB white uniforms. Obviously, it's not the same blue. It's a little different, but it's, and there's a lot of things different about it, but they remind me that I like that clean white look. And having Buffalo on it, having Bills Mafia on the collar, there's so many little details, as he explained in that interview. If you haven't heard it, go check it out. It's on demand, WGR550.com. But you know what else? You know where else it is? I don't know if you know this. We're going to start making sure you know this again. Our morning show and afternoon show are live on YouTube every day. Every day. Now, this show particularly isn't. But that's okay, because I can tell you about the other shows that are. And you can go and rewatch, and it's super easy. What I do now is I get up in the morning. YouTube has changed the game. And for WGR, too. I get up in the morning, and I turn on Jeremy and Joe, even if I'm going on with them, to hear what they're talking about before I come on. And I go on YouTube, and I can see them. But you know what I do? I just put it down somewhere near me while I'm brushing my teeth, even taking a shower, whatever. I'm listening to what they're saying, even though it's on YouTube with cameras. And then if you miss something or you want to go back and listen to something, you can totally just scroll back and forth all the time. So find WGR 550 on YouTube. Watch today's show with Mike and Chris today, Bulldog. It'll be right on live at 3:00. It's awesome. And I like doing that. So I listened to that today. Actually, that's how I listened to Pete Guelli. I had an appointment this morning. And on the way home from the appointment, I said, I'm going to go listen to what Pete Guelli said. And he talked all about the uniforms, talked about the arena downtown. They redid the sound system this year. Should be a much better experience as far as listening and how that's going to impact your experience inside the arena itself. They're focusing a lot on the value once you get into the arena, concessions, things like that. So check all of that out. Now, on uniforms, the Bills are wearing that rivalry uniform Sunday night against the New England Patriots when the two teams play each other. Coming up on, I just want to make sure I have the right date on that because I think I just saw, hold on, what was that? Is that it? Just want to make sure I have the right date. Is that the last September or first early October? Here we go. Patriots is October, first one in October. October 5th against the Patriots at home. Evan, are you a Madden player? Do you play Madden?
I don't. It's not that I don't like Madden. It's just that for me, when it comes to Madden, it's like, well, once you get the new Madden game, then it's only good for a year.
All right. And then, well, and then you got to redo the next one, right? I get it. I'm not either. I haven't played video games really like that since I was young, but whatever. Just personal preference for me. It's just I'll get into them too much, and I can't do that. So I don't really play. My son does, though, and he has Madden 26. And do you know that they have the rivalry jerseys on there if you choose the Bills?
Oh, no, that's awesome.
Yes.
I wonder if they just added those.
I think so. I'm not sure because he actually just downloaded it. I said the same thing. I said, you know what? I wonder if they just got them. They had to have just updated right when they came out. How would you know? Because we just downloaded it and they were already there. And on top of that, you can choose. And someone said to me, play a Bills game in what's called extreme weather. So he went on, he chose the rivalry jerseys and he put them in extreme weather. And it's funny, hilarious, awesome. Because it's the white snow everywhere and it's the white jerseys. And some people may say, oh my God, what is this, right? You can't even see anything. I just think it's great to see that on the screen like that. So check it out if you get a chance. Check out that interview with Pete Gwelly this morning, COO of the Bills and Sabres. Steve, thanks for being patient, Steve. You're up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Oh, no problem. How are you doing today, Sal?
Good, thank you.
No problem. Yeah, in regards to like records, I mean, I think Bills can go 14-3 or possibly better, just depending on injuries or everything else. As long as we have Josh Allen, we're a Super Bowl contender. Curious to see if the Bills special teams, I'm hoping they improve with the new coordinator, because I remember earlier in the show you were mentioning how like season openers, we've given up a special teams touchdown and I think three out of the four, you know, games. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully we see improvement. And just like with everyone else, I'm concerned, with the defense, it just seems every year, like when we get to the playoffs, like, yeah, maybe they can get us like maybe a game or two, but it seems like the losses, the defenses have been given up over 30 points a game. Definitely concerned with the secondary at cornerback two, and then also safety position. So, what I'm concerned with, and that's basically.
I get it. No. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it, and I'm sure going to be hearing from you, you know, more this year as we go on. The special teams component is really interesting to me because they have had their deficiencies lately. Last year, special teams really hurt the Bills, and in certain games and moments, especially that block punt against the Rams turned out to be very costly. 2 years ago, punt return against the Jets lost them the game. Last year, didn't wind up losing the game. The kick return against the Arizona Cardinals at opening weekend. I am very interested to see what the special teams unit looks like under Chris Tabor. Brandon Codrington as the punt returner, that hasn't changed. It'll be Codrington and probably, I'm guessing, you know, Ray Davis or Ty Johnson returning kicks. And then, of course, Tyler Bass, he's had some injuries. He's had an injury, I should say, to deal with here during preseason and training camp. What does that look like? What about kickoffs? How they're going to treat them? Kick him into the end zone, you get to 35. Teams did not do that in the preseason. Now, my guess is you'll see more kickoffs into the end zone in the regular season percentage-wise than you did in the preseason, but not a lot more because I don't think teams want to do it very often. But I think in the preseason what happens, folks, is you want to evaluate your roster. So make sure you kick it where they can return it so we can watch guys run down the field and tackle. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're evaluating. And that I think now that you have your evaluation, you may say, just kick it in the end zone. Give them to him at the 35. We'll stop him. You could say that. But that's a tough – that's tough, all right? 35-yard line. 65 yards away from a touchdown. You're really just a first down and a half away from kicking a long field goal, right? I mean, so yeah, especially the way these guys can kick these days. Special teams rankings last year weren't good. I posted the Bills' final rankings of 2024 on my X feed at Sal Sports. Go check it out. So if you're on X, go to Sal Sports. You can follow me there. You can also subscribe to me, get some extra stuff along the way. But I have a ranking. What I do is every week I put out the Bills rankings, and after the during the season, every Tuesday, here's where they rank after week one, here's where they rank after week two, and you'll see it. And I've been doing this for many years. So what I thought I would do yesterday was, and I put it out last night at Sell Sports, I put the rankings from last year end of the season: offense, yards per game, per play, rushing yards, passing yards, sacks per attempt, red zone, third down, points. Same thing on defense. And boy, the big response from a lot of you was, holy cow, those defensive rankings aren't very good, especially third down. And I agree. They were 29th in the league on third down. What really saved the Bills last year was plus 24 in takeaways, giveaway takeaway, first in the league. They need to be better on third down. Bobby Babich talked about being better on third down. They know they have to be better on third down. Taking the ball away is great. It's not a strategy you can rely on. It happens sometimes. Yeah, you want to be aggressive and take the ball away. Sometimes that's luck. Sometimes that's a ball bouncing your way. Yes, there's a lot of skill involved punching the ball out, getting to a ball, being in the right spot, no doubt about it. And the Bills have been very good the last several years, so I think they should be still good again. But man, plus 24, first in the league, that's a lot. You can't rely on that. You got to be better on third down. They have to be better on third down. Sacks per pass attempt, only 23rd last year in the league. Got to be better there. When it comes to special teams, they were 8th returning punts. Very nicely done by Brandon Codrington. But other than that, kick return average, 26th. You know, who knows? I mean, kick returns. This year, you want to have more than that and better than that because you'll have more kick returns. But average allowed, 28th on kick returns, 16th on punt returns. They got to be better. These are areas they need to clean up and be better. And it starts week one. It starts right away against the Baltimore Ravens. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. Hey, I told you about Thursday. I'm going to be doing this show at Northtown Kia. But what about tomorrow night? Check this out. Listen up. Matt Bove, WKBW-TV Channel 7 sports director, and me are going to be at the BFLO store tomorrow night. That's right, Wednesday night, for a live Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. We're going to be there at 6:30 p.m., but we're going to be hanging out for a little while afterwards as well. All right, I'll be setting up right after 6 o'clock, so 6 to 8 I'll be there. 6:30 to about 7:30 is the show. And we're going to be doing it live right there and talking to everybody who's on location and watching online. That's going to be at the BFLO store, Transitown Plaza in Williamsville. You could be a part of the live audience. You can hear us talk about the season, the game, and of course, stock up with their big selection of Buffalo Bills gear, including BFLO's own tailgate collection. All right. If you want to see more, go to WGR550.com. That's tomorrow night. 6:30 is the time we're going to be doing it. You know what else is going to happen while we're there? We are going to have Nick Ryberg, who owns Sojourn Travel Advisors. He is the one putting together the Buffalo Football Legends Cruise with WGR and Odyssey. Nick's going to be on hand. We're going to talk to him. But if you have any questions about this cruise I've been promoting, talking about, which is going to be amazing, you got to get with Nick. See him at the BFLO store. He'll be there with us. 6:30 is going on to talk about it with us during the show. He'll be there to answer any questions. A lot of you might have been like, I don't know. Is this for me? What does it entail? How much is it? Do I have a payment plan? What are we doing on the ship, on the cruise? What kind of boat is it? Don't worry. Nick's there to answer all the questions. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to be unbelievable. May 10th through 17th next year, we're going to celebrate Thurman Thomas's 60th birthday on this cruise together. Thurman Thomas, Steve Tasker, Don Beebe, Scott Norwood, Butch Roll, Del Reed of 26 Shirts, me. I'll be like the cruise director, kind of having some fun. I've always wanted to be a cruise director. I don't have time in my life to be a cruise director, but I'm doing it on this boat and on this ship and on this cruise next May. We're going to have a meet and greet night, a memorabilia night, a dance party night, a game show night, a dinner, everything. Check it out. Come tomorrow night. Talk to Nick Ryberg. Go to WGR550.com right now for more details. Nick will be on hand tomorrow to answer questions at the BFLO store at Transit Town. Did you watch the game last night, Evan? North Carolina, Bill Belichick.
Oh, thankfully, I did not. I was like, oh, I literally said.
What do you mean, thankfully?
I didn't want to watch that bad college football.
Don't you want to see Bill Belichick just get curb stomped on the football field?
I feel like maybe for a quarter, if I was seeing that, and then eventually I would have just been like, I don't need to watch this anymore, and just turn it off.
I hear you. I mean,
the highlights I saw when, like, hearing Kirk Herbstreit saying, this is a big drive for this North Carolina defense, and then they give up a 75-yard touchdown. I was like, oh, my gosh, just beautiful. Like, everybody has been picking, like, North Carolina to be really good, and I think we're starting to see that. Fair to say, I don't know. I don't think Bill Belichick is that good of a coach.
You're saying this now. Listen, I'm not trying to be condescending or funny. Listen, I think he's a really good coach. I've been saying, though, for years, he's an average head coach at best. That's what he is. He's an amazing defensive coach and his amazing football mind. I think Bill Belichick is kind of an average head coach, folks. I've been saying it for years. You've been roasting me. People have been yelling at me, telling me how stupid I am for saying something like that. You know my take on this. I've had this take for many years, and I'll say it again. If I had one coach throughout the history of the league if you gave me a good roster, not a great roster, a really good roster with average to decent quarterback play, it is not Bill Belichick whatsoever. He's not even in the conversation. I'm taking Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs is my guy. He won 3 Super Bowls and went to 4 with 3 non-Hall of Fame quarterbacks, by the way. Okay? Now, that being said, Bill Belichick, this is the line, and I've said this for many years, and I continue to say it, and it's true. There is a difference between most accomplished and greatest. He is the most accomplished head coach ever. He is not the greatest. Now, if you want to say and equate, well, greatest because he won all these rings, and he won all these games, he won all these Super Bowls, he has these fine. That's your definition. It's not mine. You can be the most accomplished in something, not the greatest. Robert Horry, Big Shot Bob, has a lot of NBA championships. He's not the greatest player. He's one of the most accomplished. Bill Belichick, late in his career as a head coach, was absolutely exposed as a good, average NFL head coach when Tom Brady left. He was before Tom Brady got there. Well, you can't count the Browns' ears. Why? Because he had to do something pretty much every NFL coach who gets a job has to do, which is win with average quarterback play. Why can't we count it? Of course we can count it. He got hired in Cleveland. They were terrible. And he did a really nice job after a few years. Like one good winning season. They made the playoffs. Good for him. Great. Doesn't mean he's terrible. That's not what I'm saying. And I've had people tell me, well, you can't count the Browns because, you know, he took that job over. They didn't have anybody. Yeah, that's the point. Every NFL coach pretty much takes over when a team doesn't have anybody. That's why they're taking over a job, because it's open. Late in his career, after Brady left, two things happened. Number one, he had no idea how to figure it out on offense without Tom Brady. And number two, and this happened even when Brady was there, the dude had no idea how to defend mobile quarterbacks. None. Go look at his numbers against Josh Allen. Go look at his numbers against Lamar Jackson. I mean, heck, I think it was Justin Fields who beat him down in a game on a night game a few years ago. I love it. I was here for it. I'm so glad. When he got hired, I said, listen, he may win some games, he may lose some games. I don't know. My concern was he is so far removed from all those championships that what 17 and 18-year-old recruit is going to be like, oh, my God, Bill Belichick, I got to go play for him. Mom and dad might say that to them, and then maybe he gets recruits. And you know what those recruits are going to say after a year? Pay me some more, coach, or I'm leaving. Because that's what's happening now in college football. Like it or hate it, that's the way it is. And that's what he's got to deal with on top of what he dealt with last night, which is getting completely beat down at home by TCU. Billy Ball is back. That's right. That's Billy Ball. That's what we've seen. Even more so last night. And I'm here for it. I am so here for it. I can't wait till Fran Brown beats him down in the dome later this year. Syracuse head coach, by the way. Adam in Virginia. All right, Adam, slow me down here. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Sal. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Good morning.
I want to mention the defense first. I'm worried since Max is out the first 4 weeks. Who's going to play CB2 across from Christian on Sunday? Do you know?
Well, hopefully it's Tre'Davious White. We don't know. We don't know his injury status as of right now. Tomorrow, Adam, we will get more clarity on that from Sean McDermott in practice, but let's just say it's not. It's a good question, and to me, it's either Jamarcus Ingram or Dorian Strong. Now, I had said a while ago that I would think that maybe Dane Jackson would be elevated and start, and maybe that's the case, but it's probably Jamarcus Ingram or Dorian Strong, and I don't blame you for being concerned. I think that, you know, that's something that obviously, you know, it's not looking at it from the surface, you probably would be concerned. Jamarcus Ingram did have to play last year in the opener quite a bit and other times around. But, I mean, if it's a rookie, Dorian Strong, then, you know, I think that's something, obviously, that's going to keep your antenna up.
And I know I've been hearing good things about Keon, but he needs to prove it to me before.
Sure.
Because I think he's a little bit too slow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he's got to prove it to everybody. No doubt about that. Adam, thanks for the phone call. You know, his game is not speed. We know that. His game is separation vertically. His game is separation with stride. And I think that the word I've used, and then Joe Brady ironically used the exact same word talking about him, is intentional. When I watch him, it seems like he's very intentional about everything he does, breaking down the routes, top of the route, how he's going about his business. We'll see how it goes. Jeff is in Brooklyn. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Sal, I was calling actually also to kind of pair it in on the defense regarding Matt Milano. But first, I had to bring up, I was listening to the Always Game Day podcast, your live event last week, and I got to stick up for Matt Bove. And as much as wide receivers do run routes, if you were to ask Nat King Cole where he gets his kicks, it would be on Route 66.
Oh, come on! Route, it's route. Oh my gosh, no, it's route. It's route.
You've got to listen to the song, Nat King Cole.
I know the song. Okay, now listen. You do raise a good point. You do raise a good point. But I think that's because it sounds good in the song like that. So if everybody doesn't understand, I might have to put a poll up on this. Okay, Matt and I were debating because we were down in signals. It was, I say route 20. He says route 20. I'm like, no, you don't run a passing route. It's a direction. It's when you run something, you go and you go sideways and forward and backward. It's a route. That's what you do. But a route could also be when you trounce someone, like in a game, right? A route. So thank you for your I disagree with you, but you do get a little bit of love here for the Nat King Cole point.
So the one thing I did want to bring up, with Milano coming back after 2 years, I've heard good reports coming out of camp, but how do you really feel? Because with all the new on our defensive front and all of the new in the backfield, we really need the middle of the line to kind of return to what we've always wanted with Milano and Bernard, and I just kind of wanted to get your feel for where Matt's going as we start the year.
Okay, I will tell you that, in all honesty, and I've said this since pretty much the first week of camp, especially since the pads went on, I think Matt Milano has looked as good as I've seen him look in many years. The question is only, can he stay healthy? Because he's had some injuries. But he has had looked as good as I have seen him look in several years, including when he was an All-Pro several years ago. And if that can stay, and if he can be at that level, I think that that is such a benefit to this defense that did not have him for pretty much all of last year until the final month.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dorian Williams picked up a lot of great experience, and I think, especially as we play, you know, Baltimore and we play those bigger sets, having three linebackers who know what they're doing is going to be awesome. But just the level that Milano can bring at this stage of his career, I think, is going to be so vital. So thanks, Sal. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thanks a lot. Good reference there, Nat King Cole. Route 66. It's route. It's route. When you drive, it's not what route are you taking, what route are you taking? And I say, I equate it to football. It's a passing route, a receiving route. That's what receivers run. They run routes. You know why? Because they're going in different directions. A route is the tree has a route. All right, maybe Eric Wood has a thought on this. We'll take a timeout. My buddy Eric Wood is going to join me. Former Buffalo Bills center, first-round pick, and currently the color analyst on the Bills Radio Network. after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rhythm. You throw in the interception, pick six by Bud Clark. Comfortable 13-point lead. And in my opinion, the way that first half went, it's a big drive for the North Carolina defense.
And what's the Capital One rewarding performance? And this is a rewarding run as Gavorian Barnes is at the gate, inside the 30, to the 10. Touchdown TCU, 75 yards and no flags.
All right, we're going to have Eric Wood here on in a minute. I just put the poll up. Settle the debate between Matt Bove and me. Does the word R-O-U-T-E, as in R-O-U-T-E 20, sound like route or root? It's route 20. That's what I say. Route 5, not root 5. You could say that. I know what you're talking about. But then, you know, wide receivers don't run routes. They run routes. And that's directional, right? Come on. What are we doing here? So go and check it out at Sal Sports on X. I'm already losing this battle here. On 10 votes, it's 6-4, 60-40. I just put it up. It's only 10 votes in. Come on. 803-0550 is the number to call. We are going to hook up here with Eric Wood very shortly. Eric, of course, what did his Louisville team do? I got to check that out. What do they play? Did they play already? Let me see. Hold on. Oh, by the way, you know what's happening right now? Starting right now, I think Jessica Pegula is about to play too. She is in the quarterfinals looking to get to the semifinals of the U.S. Open for the second straight year. And of course, last year, remember, she did make the finals of the U.S. Open. 51-17. Louisville beat Eastern Kentucky. And I'm sure Eric was sweating that one out all the way. He joins me right now in the Western Hotline. What's up, buddy? Good morning to you.
Hey, what's going on, Sal? You actually went to the game on Saturday with the family, and I gave the notice beforehand. We could either leave at halftime, maybe the end of the third quarter, or if we stick around the whole time, then we can go on the field after the game and goof around, but I wouldn't probably recommend that. And there was about 4 minutes left in the second quarter, and I was getting pressured to leave. So, that was the blowout you hoped for in week one.
Settle a debate for us, at least give us your opinion. If you were driving down and someone said to you, would you say you're driving down Route 20 or Route 20?
Probably Route 20.
Man, you and Bove. See, I say route. And the reason why I'm like, it's a route. You don't run a passing route. You run a passing route, right? Like a wide receiver. If it's directional and it's got to be a route.
That's just what hit my brain first. You might
okay.
be right on this.
All right.
But I would say, like, yeah, I'm driving down Route 56 or Route 20, but you're going to take a different somewhere, and I understand that it's spelled the same and probably
yeah.
the same.
All right, well, I just put it up on Twitter, and people can vote on it. All right, well, speaking of Louisville, the Bills will be playing against former Louisville quarterback, of course, Lamar Jackson, as the battle of the last two most valuable players, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I mean, how pumped are you for Sunday night for an opener like this?
I mean, it's as big as it gets. Now, you wish that, you know, we didn't have so many question marks with some injuries and whatnot. But all that being said, you know, you get to look forward to this matchup all offseason when the schedule's released. And you're going to have big-time playoff implications that come from this game. And, you know, whoever wins this one is going to have a big-time leg up at potentially getting that number one overall seed. So, you know, these teams are very familiar with themselves. The Ravens' last game of the season last year was against the Bills, and our second last game of the season was against them, and it's going to be a fun one. There's going to be plenty of star power out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When you look at the Bills this year, some of the changes they went through, one of the things that I talked a little bit about here earlier today, I think maybe under the radar, special teams and Chris Tabor. And the reason I bring it up, Eric, I went back and looked. Three of the last four openers, the Bills have given up a special teams touchdown. They gave one up last year in a kick return to the Cardinals, a punt return in overtime to lose the game against the Jets the year before, and a blocked punt return for a touchdown against the Steelers in 2021. That is an area where I think the Bills can try to find some margins where they could be a little bit better and have an advantage.
Yeah, you're right. And you certainly have plenty of room to improve based on those stats of the openers. I hadn't realized that, but yeah, as you started going through them, I'm like, yep, I remember all three of those plays. And, you know, did to, you know, determine the outcomes of the game. And so, or make them closer than you would have liked to in those instances. So yeah, special teams, when you have two evenly matched teams like the Ravens and Bills, a lot of it's going to come down to the turnover battle. The Bills win the playoff game 3-0. We end up beating them. You know, special teams plays can play a big factor. And then who can make those game changing plays when they present themselves? I mean, you know, I don't know that the writing was on the wall the very first play of the game against the Ravens when Derrick Henry takes it to the house, 80-something yards. But, you know, those big plays, those kind of game-changing plays, special teams and turnovers play a huge factor. Because if your special teams, you know, we're talking about touchdowns that the Bills up. If you can win the field position battle in a game where it's fairly evenly matched, even, you know, coming from your special teams plays, that can be a major factor in who wins the game.
Eric Wood here on the West Hur Hotline. Josh Allen, of course, voted by the players last night number 3 in the NFL in the top 100. And I know everybody wants their guy to be number 1. I have really kind of no issue with the top 3 in any order. I think what Saquon did last year was amazing. He wound up number 1. Lamar Jackson, number 2. Josh Allen, number 3. We can have this debate about MVP, and we did a little bit too much ad nauseum last year between all three of them, even especially Lamar and Josh. But, boy, how cool is it to have a Buffalo Bills player number 3 voted overall in the top 100?
Yeah, it's a big-time honor. And unless they've changed the voting process, there's not a ton of science to this. You know, at the time when I was playing, they kind of passed out ballots, and you'd write down guys and, you know, write down some teammates or, you know, guys that you had a lot of respect for throughout the league, or maybe guys that you're just friends with. And, you know, it is what it is. And you know, Josh is getting all the credit that he deserves at this point of his career, being, you know, top – one, two, three quarterback in the NFL, however you see it. He's earned the recognition that he's getting at this point of career now. So it's certainly cool, but you know, unless it's changed a lot, there's not a lot of, you know, science behind these top 100 rankings that come out voted on by the players.
What are you most excited about with the defense this year? These are a lot of changes. The offense has pretty much been the same group, a couple receivers out, a couple receivers in. What are you most excited about the Bills' defense this year and the changes, Eric?
Well, I'll say this. I'm excited, knock on wood, to see Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano start the season healthy next to each other. I think that could be the top linebacker, off-ball linebacker duo in the entire NFL. Another thing that excites me would be, you know, this kind of resurgence of young talent across that defensive line. I know Max Hairston's injured at this point, but influxing this defense with a lot of talented young guys. And I'm going to throw Cole Bishop in there too. Second-year player, size, athleticism. I just feel like this defense as a whole has a lot more upside than maybe groups in the past where you had, you know, a consistent, you know, you kind of knew what you were getting from this Bills defense, which at times is playing at an extremely high level under Sean McDermott. But this year, with all of the young defensive linemen we've drafted, we brought in Joey Bosa. Of course, there's question marks and injuries, whatever. I just feel like this group as a whole defensively has a lot more upside than maybe groups from the past, just based upon how much youth and athleticism we have.
Eric Wood here on the Wester Hotline. Of course, Josh Allen in the offense, James Cook back in the fold, and of course, at a really terrific offensive line. How good can this offensive line be? How good are they, Eric? I know you have a very high regard for this offensive line and believe they could very well already be the best in the league.
Yeah, I think they're one of the tops in the league, and I think they have been for a few years now. And Aaron Cromer's done a great job with this group, and this is a group last year that had gave up the least amount of sacks in the NFL, also one of the highest yards before contact for a running back. So getting it done in the pass game and the run game, you return everybody, you have all that continuity. Second year with the offensive coordinator, I think, you know, the sky is the limit for this group, and you just hope that they're able to stay healthy again. And, you know, a good offensive line can make quarterbacks and running backs look better and vice versa. And I think Josh Allen and James Cook do a good job at times of making this offensive line, who is really good, look even better with the vision that James Cook can run with. And, you know, a guy squirts free in the backfield and he makes a miss and picks up five on the play. And, you know, other running backs might have had a few yard loss in the play. And so I think as a group, they work really well together in tandem with Josh and James or whoever's that running back there.
What did you watch Bill Belichick in North Carolina last night?
I watched the first part of it, and I don't know. I looked at the spread beforehand, and something to me just said, like, they're begging you to bet North Carolina in this. And, yeah, they got the brakes beat off them. And, you know, I'm not a Bill Belichick fan per se, just the lack of success we had against him throughout the years. And that had to be pretty humbling for him last night. I don't know what the expectations are for them kind of throughout the season, but they got throttled. They got throttled last night, and I don't think too many Bills fans were sad to see it.
Eric Wood, what do you got coming up this week? I think you just recorded a pod, right? Who do you have on?
Yeah, Mitch Morse. So nice. Mitch Morse, it's going to be his first regular season game out since he's not been playing for this first year of retirement. So kind of talking through all of that, the emotions around that, how much different it is now. He's doing some media stuff now. He just released his podcast, Monday Mornings with Mitch. First guest was Josh Allen, so we promoted that. That's part of the reason he's talking to be making more of the podcast rounds and whatnot to promote his podcast as well. But it's always fun sitting down with him. We had some fun, you know, kind of center-to-center talk on the podcast. And if you haven't checked out his episode with Josh, it's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Where can people find it, Eric?
You can find either of our podcasts, but Center on Buffalo podcast, you can find YouTube, anywhere where you find your podcast out there.
All right, buddy. Listen, I'll let you go. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And we're finally here, buddy. We got 18 weeks of hopefully fun, even though it's a grind. It's a fun grind, and looking forward to it. And then, of course, many more after that, hopefully.
I know. I'm excited about it, brother. And I don't know if this preseason felt longer to anyone else out there, but this felt like a long preseason. making those calls. It ended on a high note as well. You know, I'll say that. It was fun calling, you know, Shane Buechele and watching Shavers make plays in that Bucks game, and Frank Gore continued to make plays. But it felt like a really long preseason, and excited to get this regular season rolling with you.
You got it. Eric Wood. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great day. I'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely. You too. See you, brother.
All right. That is Eric Wood, the color analyst on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. He will join Chris Brown in the radio booth. I'll be down on the sidelines. And of course, we'll have Bills Ravens coverage for you all day long here on WGR, and then kickoff at 8:20 p.m. Also, Saturday, before the home opener, before week one begins, join us at Rally on the River. It's the home opener festival. It's Saturday at Buffalo Riverworks. Sports Talk Saturday is going to kick it off at 10 a.m. with Derek Kramer and Joe Calley. Plus, I'm going to be there from noon to 2. Admission is free. Enjoy the Mafia Boat Parade at 1, the official after party at 3, autographs with Deion Dawkins, live music, local vendors, rides, bounce houses, chalk artists, Rally on the River, September 6th at Buffalo Riverworks. That's this Saturday. Go to buffaloriverworks.com for more info. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. We'll wrap up your Tuesday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Okay, we'll keep you updated here in the last couple minutes just to let you know right now. Jessica Pegula is 1 point away. Ooh, it's 40-30 now. She's 1 point away from taking a 3-0 lead, 3-love lead, in the first set of the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open against, I hope I say it right, Barbora Krejcikova. I believe that's how you say her name. I could be wrong. My apologies if that's the case. But in the meantime, Jessica is serving. She is up 2-0, and she's serving up 40-30. So if she gets a point here, she'll be up 3-0 in the first set. Boy, it'd be great. She got back to the semifinals again. Of course, she made it to the finals and lost last year at the U.S. Open. So I'll keep you updated here. And there it is. She just did it. It's on ESPN, by the way. She's up 3-0. It's on ESPN if you want to turn that on. Jessica Pegula in the quarterfinals. Real quick, let's get to Mike in Mississippi. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. I just want to let you know we don't have routes or routes in Mississippi. We have highways.
I love it. You can't say you say Highway 89 or what do you say? What? There's no route. There's no Route 5. There's no Route 20.
No, Highway of the Blues 61, and I'm on Highway 49 right now, heading down to Gulfport.
But, well, you know what? Here's the other thing, Mike. In Buffalo, what we have is the. We have the. Because anytime you say you're going, like, we say the 33, the 190, right? I mean, like, not many places in the country put the before every highway, basically.
I remember well. I spent a lot of years there. The reason I'm calling is I wanted to get your opinion of our practice squad. Yep. A lot of people don't really pay attention to that, but I was looking at it, and I was really impressed with the players that we've got on it and wanted to know what you thought of it.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. I'm gonna say that every team formulates it differently. I think for the Bills, they like to have a good mix of some young talent that they are developing, but also veterans like Jordan Poyer, Jordan Phillips, who can help develop that young talent and be a part of the team and part of the program as they kind of move forward and try to win, because they believe it's important for those guys who are learning to see how to practice, how to prepare, and to kind of get thrown in that situation right away if they have to. Some teams like to go a lot younger and say, we're just developing a lot of talent, taking lottery tickets on guys. So you're not wrong to have a nice practice squad. I think they have a deep roster. That's part of it. Mike, you be good. Thank you very much. Be safe out there on highway, whatever you said you were on. Thank you so much. We will be back on Thursday. I will, but tomorrow, of course, the show will be back. Derek and Zach got you tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday from Northtown Kia. Come out and say hi.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.